This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, donkey donks? Time to rise and shine. We're the Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team today. Good morning. I am Cakes. You can follow me on Twitter at Muddy Metal Cakes. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Morning, Cakes.
Hello, sir. Sitting to my right is Eric Pickle.
Good morning.
He's at EB Junkies on the gram and on Twitter. And he may even dabble on Snapchat from time to time.
Not really. I do have an account there, but not really.
I'm kind of with you. I have Snapchat. It's very underutilized.
Right. Like never. Never used.
I'm too old to be on TikTok. I've determined that. Because TikTok is all about like 9 to 12-year-olds like dancing and doing their dance moves. Yeah. And I'm not a dancer, and I'm almost 50. Well, so I'm out of that demo.
It's not just 9 and 12-year-olds. It's 18 and 16-year-olds.
Okay. Some teenagers do it, too. Oh, yeah. I saw Mark Cuban jumped in one with his daughter. And I get it. You're bonding with your daughter. But it was kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
It's like, come on, Mark. Dude, you're a billionaire.
You can pay me to do that.
I know. You're bonding with your daughter. But your daughter's even too old to be doing
right.
it.
Right. She's even aging out of that TikTok demo.
Yeah. So there's something about that TikTok phenomenon. I don't get it. My youngest has been on TikTok for over a year.
She's an early adopter.
Every day.
Right.
Hours a day.
Yeah, it's her thing.
If there's nothing else going on, she just sits on the couch and just watches TikTok videos all day. Yeah. Or you look over and she's doing something.
Right.
Yeah.
She's doing her moves.
All day. It's like, oh my God.
My daughter's tried to get me to do it. And I said, there's no chance I'm going to do that.
It's not going to happen.
I mean, you couldn't pay me
dance?
A lot of money.
Yeah,
you just
I don't
do
know.
These goofy dances. It's like synced up. But you're synced up with whoever.
They do the parts, you know, one part at a time from different places in the house. I think they're just mimicking other videos, you know, just kind of doing their version of it. I don't know.
Well, these kids are always on their phones, and that's all they do is they watch these stupid videos.
Yeah. It's kind of their thing.
I mean, that's all they do.
It's super annoying. It gets to the point where if I hear my daughter doing it, I say, you got to put your headphones on. Put your AirPods in or something, because I don't want to hear the song over and over and over. And some of the songs are horrifying, but I've given
I'm
up.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're all terrible.
Just the language is unbelievable. Oh, yeah.
So the content matter is bad, too.
Oh, yeah.
She's not singing it, is she?
No, but she'll go through and see other people doing them. And so she's definitely exposed to it.
I didn't know if it was vulgar, and she's sitting there screaming it in the house.
No, she doesn't do that. No, they don't sing.
It's a good word.
They don't sing anyway. They just... Maybe they're lip syncing. I don't even know if they're moving their lips, but I know that they're doing the dance moves.
You know how we always call you guys old and everything and out of touch?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
TikTok makes me feel old.
I know, right? Well, like, makes you guys behind the glass feel old.
It's just starting for you, believe
me.
Well,
wait till you have kids.
Yeah.
Wait till you have kids in whatever, 2, 3, 4, or 5 years, whatever it is. And then you're finally going to realize, this is what these guys were talking
about.
Then
you really graduate to being a full-fledged curmudgeon. When you have kids.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's happened with JP? Is there like a two-car backup somewhere, and that was enough to cause him to be late?
Let me guess. He woke up at 5:52.
I have no idea.
Spend an extra minute in the shower?
Depending on which way he comes in.
He gives himself zero wiggle room.
There was definitely a slowdown on my route in.
Oh, really? Did you come in the B-Dub Parkway?
No, I came G-Dub? In on 295. G-Dub the 295.
He says... I called him. He didn't answer. Finally texted me back. Walking up, I can buy breakfast. Some slowdown on 395.
Yeah, that's what he got caught in.
Yeah.
But he got caught in it at like 5:57. I got caught in it at 5:25.
Right. It's because you leave it at an appropriate time.
Yes.
But
that's the way it works.
I'm tired of arguing about it. The guy likes to come in 5 minutes.
Well, it was almost a two-man show opening because I texted Drabby about 3 a.m. saying I'm feeling poopy.
And I could do that every day.
If it wasn't for the fact that I was just off for 7 days,
yeah,
I probably would have called in.
Yeah.
Because I feel like butt.
Well, if you're sick, you should go just because you don't want to get all sick.
We don't want to get all sick.
Although, we're all kind of sickly anyway.
I think everybody's battling a little bit of something.
Thank God we got 26 guests today.
Now, I'm taking off Thursday because I had a bonus day from my July vacation that I had yet to burn. So I'm going to take off Wednesday, sleep in after the Cakes Classic at MGM National Harbor tomorrow night, and prep myself for the holiday drinking show on this Friday. Oh. Yes, it's here. It's this Friday, everybody.
Just to let you know. I'm dreading that. Especially the way I feel right now.
I love that show. I actually really enjoy that show, but I'm dreading the gift buying portion of it.
I've already got the biggest portion of my gift. No. I need to get a little add-on.
Of course not.
Because I feel like the gift that I have is okay, but it's I don't think it's just a standalone. Yeah. It needs a little sweetener on top.
I have an idea. It's a modest idea.
Yeah.
It's kind of half just a joke.
Yeah.
But I think the person could use it.
So it's a use.
I know who you have.
It's a gift with utility.
You know, I don't think you do. But anyway, I don't know. It's just a pain in the ass. I was going to order it over Amazon, but it wouldn't come until Friday, even with Prime. So. I'll just get no gift.
Let me guess. It's a box of Blue Chews for me.
Well, you could definitely use that.
I was supposed to go to the Wizards game.
Use a promo
tonight.
Code CAKES if you order it.
I have floor seats to the Wizards game tonight.
Really?
And I told it's my 20th anniversary.
Ah, congrats.
You should take tea.
Oh, there's no chance I'm going to a game tonight. Kidding me?
Why? You just don't like to do things during the week?
Because he's sickly.
I feel like ass.
He's not going to be up late.
There's no chance I'm going to DC.
Unless the Wizards game starts at 4, which I'm guessing it does.
You know what? I should have brought the tickets in because I could have given it to one of you donks.
Yeah.
Are those the Bazilli seats that you've been handing out?
I didn't hear the response on the show because I was
out. You know what? We should address that at some point.
What were the seats like?
They were great. I think it was the second row.
Drab t-shirt seats?
Or the ones that Adam had.
No, I saw Drab's. He was on the glass.
His were ridiculous.
But I'm talking about the Wiz.
No, those were like the second row.
Yeah.
They were right behind. So I think the triple A's are the front row. He was in the double A, which is the second row. I mean, they're awesome seats.
Yeah.
But we need to address that situation. Drabby, I know we should wait until he's here, right, to address that.
Yeah.
Because it's still the same, right? It's over. Basically.
What do you mean?
I guess it's stagnant. There's not really much going on.
In other words,
you mean
after
with the girl?
After the initial...
I mean, is anybody surprised?
I'll wait for him to update
He can update.
No,
but there's been no update in the last 3 or 4 days, right?
No.
Yeah.
Why would anybody be surprised that nothing's happening on that front?
JP strolled in.
What happened?
What was there?
395 just killed me. I mean, it left normal time.
Yeah.
Had about 20 minutes to get here when I got off the exit. Didn't happen.
Accident.
I ended up bailing on.
Oh, wait a minute.
There
was a bus. There was an accident. It was a bus and like a little sports car.
Yeah, it was like an 18-wheeler and a sports car.
Oh, yeah, it was 18-wheeler. Sports car rear-ended. Yeah.
Big stupid. Driving too fast. Rear-ends an 18-wheeler.
Moron.
There was somebody going,
smart.
I don't know.
That's better than being rear-ended by the 18-wheeler.
Oh, rear-ended by the 18-wheeler.
If you had
done.
To choose, you would choose that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there was a guy going behind me today. Must have been going 100. On the Beltway.
Right.
You know, it's all of a sudden out of nowhere. You could see it coming.
Yeah.
And then it just fly by you. Like,
sure.
What's going on?
Can you be in that big of a rush?
Oftentimes, there are two or three of them, and they're racing.
Was he going towards the airport?
I don't know where he was going.
I had today. Today, I was on 270 in the third lane over. So not all the way over on the left. And right next to me was a cop, which I think was slowing down the traffic.
Yeah.
But everybody was still going 70.
Yeah,
I think
like the fact that it still says 55 on 270 is a joke.
Yeah, but I think if everybody's going that same flow, you can get away with it even if a cop is there. But you don't want to pull in front of the cop.
I pulled slightly in front of the cop because he was on my right side.
Yeah.
He was going 71, 72.
Right.
I was going about the exact same.
Mm. Yeah.
But everybody, all four lanes are going that way.
I found myself at one point on Thanksgiving. I was going about 85, and it was, I guess it was 65, but I was just going with everybody else, but I felt like I was in my wife's van. That thing doesn't hold 85 that well.
Yeah,
steering wheel starts shaking a little bit. I was like, well, I better slow down, but I literally was just going with everybody else.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a main road, wide open, didn't really feel that unsafe, so 65 for sure on 270 makes all sense in the world.
Yeah, 85 feels fine until you blow a tire. Or something crazy happens.
Then you die.
Yeah.
Then you're done skiing.
So you guys should be happy. I'll put in your breakfast orders.
Yeah, whatever. What am I?
I have no appetite.
I just had some skinny pop. Got to thank. I was a random listener. I wish I knew his name. I don't. He hit me up on Twitter and said he had a box of skinny pop.
Yeah.
And then where should he send it? So I gave him the station address. And he sent us a box of 36.
Yeah.
And it's the first time I had the sweet and salty kettle. I'm telling you,
Kettle corn, you know how good that is?
I am a sucker for kettle, like pop chips.
So good.
Anything kettle.
The sweet and salt is a good combo.
It's a great combo. So very thank tasty. You.
So Drabby, I didn't see any of the – I watched a little bit of the pregame of the game last night. Didn't watch the game. I was just feeling like butt, so I just went to sleep. But you knew that I couldn't have Russell Wilson throw three touchdowns or I would have lost my fantasy playoff game. Well, no, it wasn't a playoff game. It was a play-in game to get to the playoffs. So I woke up this morning and I saw I actually hedged some plays. I bet over 24.5 team total with the Seahawks.
Winner.
Big winner.
I bet over 22.5 completions from Russell Wilson, loser. But I bet over 1.5 touchdowns. So when I looked at my online, first thing I did was I went onto my online account and I saw it was a little swole because I put a lot of money on, a lot of money for me on the over team total of 24.5.
Swole.
So I saw I won that and I saw I lost the completions, but I won the touchdown bet. And then I saw that they had 37 points. I said, well, I'm done. He probably threw for 350 yards.
Mm-hmm. He did not.
But he only threw for 240 and only the two touchdowns. I won my game by 2.6 points.
Nice squeak job by you.
So I get into the playoffs, and I'm shocked that he didn't throw for more than two.
Well, Penny and Carson were good.
I saw Carson and Penny each had a touchdown, rushing touchdown.
The Kirk Cousins streak continues of no wins on Monday night, but it's not his fault.
He's 0-8.
It's not his defense. Is it his fault? Does he have to score 40?
I mean, they put up 30 points. Generally, that wins you games.
Yeah.
And I'm not a huge Kirk Cousins defender, but he played fairly well.
But weren't they down big?
The third quarter was not their best.
What was 34-17. Yeah, they're up 17.
Game's over. So
they did have a pick six, which is a crazy play. I don't know if you guys saw that. It was a batted pass that was up in the air, and Russ went to knock it down.
Uh-huh.
But instead of knocking it down, he just like knocked it 10 yards forward.
Yeah, it was a wacky,
caught it right
wacky
back the
play.
Other way.
By the way, here's what hooked you.
That was in the first half.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's what kind of hooked you. The flu. Went through the team. Tyler Lockett was banged up. I think he got three targets. He had as many catches as Matt Valdez.
Wow.
That hooked you.
Yeah.
So they had to rely on the running game more, which Pete Carroll loves.
Well, I saw that Flowers had the flu as well, but he picked off Cousins when they threw it to Diggs.
Right.
Diggs had it in his hands. But
that's a Diggs drop.
Yeah,
Diggs had a bad game.
That's a Jason Bishop fumble. Well, he said that shouldn't be an interception on the quarterback.
It was a nice play by Flowers.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was just surprised in the 37-30 game that I won. I'm happy.
So now you look at the NFC picture, and Seattle has the edge on San Francisco, right?
Yeah, that shows you how big of a loss that
was. So San Francisco drops to the 5 seed. The Vikings are the 6 seed, but they just have a 1-game lead on the Rams.
Yeah, but I don't have any faith in the Rams. I mean, the Rams still have to play the Seahawks, I think.
I think it's next week. Massive game.
That's a huge game.
Big one.
Saints-Niners on Sunday. That is a massive game.
Saints-Niners, big. Let's see, the Seahawks still play the Rams. They play the Panthers on the road. They got the Cardinals at home. It's a win, and they get the Niners. They should win two of those. They should have 12 wins.
So if the 49ers beat the Saints on Sunday, the Seahawks are the number one overall seed, right?
Right.
Or they would be at the time.
Right, at the time.
And then Drab's pants get tight
happens. Then you still have to play the Rams.
I didn't realize that Dave Matthews was a Seattle resident. I was trying to figure that out. When he was doing all the crowd waving bit. Did you see that?
I don't know if I even knew that.
Yeah.
He's a 12 now?
Yeah. He was one of, whatever they do, they ring a bell or whatever they do.
They raise the flag.
Yeah. And
he's a 12, like Drabby.
Yeah, he was doing the whole bit, and I was like, why is he doing that? Isn't he a Charlottesville guy?
Hey. Apparently, he's adopted the Seahawks.
He's a Seattle guy, and he did something with the Space Needle like 4 or 5 years ago, too.
Does he love rain? Does he love overcast weather all the time?
I guess. Likes winning football teams. I know that.
Maybe that's what he loves.
We have family on my wife's side that live there, and they love it. But they say it is no joke. I mean, it does rain all the time.
Of course it does.
But they do love living there.
Crazy. They love rain and catching fish in papers at the wharf.
Well, it's 100% chance if I visit them.
Has there ever been a Monday Night Football game where they didn't show you a video of
here's a
fish getting caught in a newspaper? That's
it's the obligatory shot. They go to FedEx Field and they got to show the monument.
Right. There's always a hack.
With Pearl Jam playing in the background.
Of course.
Somebody does a radio piece. They have to show the little
meter
lights.
Yeah, the meters
moving.
Standards. standard fare.
Yeah.
By the way, I checked in on social media while I was watching the game last night. Drab, you tweet a lot during the Seahawks games. Is your MO mostly negative, like you were ripping their use of timeouts?
Completely negative.
Yeah. Do you ever tweet any positive
Never.
Things?
Like, you know,
Never.
More than Pete Carroll. So yeah. You're a better coach. You're a better armchair coach.
Well, you just get frustrated.
You just get frustrated like anybody else.
Yeah. I get sized to tweet both positive and negative. Mostly positive.
I just remember Drab killing the use of the timeouts.
Well, which, you know. They threw three timeouts before a play because they weren't ready.
I didn't even understand how they gave them extra time at the end of the first half, remember? Where all of a sudden there was like 2 seconds left. They let the clock go down. It was like really bizarre. And then they ran two more plays.
Oh, with Kirk?
Yeah.
Like, because the timekeeper didn't stop the clock, I guess.
Even though they had already blown the whistle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Dalvin Cook get hurt last night?
Yes. Banged up his shoulder.
At what point in the game?
It's not super serious.
When he fumbled and Seahawks recovered and scored a touchdown after that?
Was that in the first half?
No. It's third quarter.
Oh, okay. So he didn't play after he hurt the shoulder?
Nope.
Well, I hurt him.
If you're a Dalvin Cook owner, I hope you have Alexander Mattison handcuffed on your bench. I hope you do.
He's pretty good.
Madison's really good.
Yeah.
And so if Cook goes down for any stretch of time, he's a huge asset.
So that was the difference right there. Minnesota ran for 78 yards and Seattle ran for 220.
Yeah. Pretty big disparity there.
All the people that love running the football keep pointing to the teams that are doing well in the NFL running the football.
All the running,
Ravens,
running
the
game,
Seahawks,
all the running game truthers are coming out.
Well, you got to be able to do both. Yeah. You got to be able to pass. You got to be able to run a little bit, too.
All right. Should mention, we hit the Skins at 7 o'clock. John Keim covers the Redskins for ESPN.com. will join us. Morgan Moses is going to join us at 8 o'clock today. We got Lars Eller at 8:45 as we talk about the Caps. They've won three in a row. Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards at 9 o'clock. They've been giving up a lot of points.
You see,
we talked to him about defense, but it doesn't really change.
There was an article, too, that his college put him in the Hall of Fame.
Nice.
Where'd he go? Yeah, Cal something? I can't remember where he went. It was
Cal
Irvine. Cal Irvine.
Yeah, UCLA.
Yeah.
And Mike Bray, who's the head coach at Notre Dame, will join us as we talk about their matchup with
the Terps. ACC Big Ten Challenge might have started last night.
So we'll get into all that right here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You know, we're all 49 years old, and things start changing in your bodies and even your eyes. And I have yet to bow down to reading glasses, but last night I took a little medicine. And my God, did they make those instructions small to read the dosage? And I was putting that bottle about arm's length away. I was like, I can't read this.
No, you can't read that.
You need your readers, your silly readers.
You just have to put it up to the light real far away.
I don't have readers. I can't do it.
I don't have readers. And I don't think I need them. Like, I can read this fine right here.
No, you need it for smaller
tiny
glasses.
And then, but I have noticed, so I can't remember when I had my eyes tweaked by Dr. Witten. Probably 7 or 8 years ago, and I was basically a 20/20.
Dr. Mark Witten,
and
hard hitting.
I've had the TL, I've had the LASIK eye surgery back when I was like 27 years old, and then let's say approximately 40 years old. Let's say it was 9 years ago. I'm not exactly sure when I had it done. So my left eye is definitely going downhill, and I haven't been to an eye doctor yet. But it's not terrible. I can still see things, and I've tested myself with cakes recently at appearances, and I'm like, okay, I see better that. But I've noticed the deal is that my right eye, which is the stronger eye, is compensating, and your brain does some work, and it definitely has floaters. Do you have those?
Oh, yeah. floater. I've had floaters.
I
mean,
my
years.
Wife does. I don't.
JP
I don't know
is
that
so
I
weird.
Do.
Like we'll be at Glory
know.
Days Grill.
I think everyone has floaters.
I don't pay attention.
There'll be a TV 40 feet away on the wall. And he'll yeah. say, can you read the crawl from here? Hmm. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I'm testing,
it looks like hieroglyphics.
Because I've always lived with perfect 20/20, so I don't yeah. like any blurriness.
Well, welcome
now,
to old age, buddy.
I think because the right eye is compensating for the left eye, it's weird, especially when I look to the left. I see perfectly
I just
fine
know
and switch back.
If I was you, like I wouldn't float. Keep pushing the envelope. You've been under the knife twice. That's enough. I would just get some glasses.
That's probably the case. Plus the guy glasses. Who was running, I don't know if it was running the FDA, some guy high up who apparently had LASIK surgery has turned against it.
Oh, yeah. Some people are killing themselves because they're having pain from it. And, oh, yeah. It's a minority. I mean, it's yes. a very small number, but it's painful and they just end up donking themselves off.
I've just avoided it. I'll just, if I need glasses, I throw on the glasses. Like, if I go to MGM National Harbor and I don't sit directly in the middle of the table, if I'm sitting
on the
end.
Can't see the cards.
I mean, I can see them. Can't see the suits. I can tell, obviously, if they're red or black, but I need the glasses.
I'm assuming you wear them when you go to the movies. If you go to a theater.
Depends on where I sit. If I sit far back enough, yes, I need them. If I'm close enough, I'm okay. If I'm middle towards the front, I'm okay. If I'm last row, definitely need the
glasses.
Need them. Hmm. Have to have.
Well, I've already increased the font size on my text. On
oh, you
phone.
Have.
Oh, I did that a long time ago.
I probably got to get bigger.
Yeah.
I think I'll go bigger.
Let's see dueling text size.
Yeah, I don't know. Mine's not great.
That's what yours is really big.
Is that considered really big?
I think
big?
I could read that from Venus. Yeah. It's so big.
I think mine's probably the same.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I haven't had to go that route, but just yesterday I was really... Yeah, I've been probably bugging cakes for the last month or two because it's just all of a sudden my eyes... Like, it was quick. Telling you, I went from like 20/20 to whatever I have right now, and it's my left eye dragging. I just wear an eye patch.
All he wants me to do is read Luca's box score from 35 feet away, and I can't see it. I can't read it.
I just wish the floaters would just go away. Can't you just rinse your eyes out and they just go away?
I don't even know what they are. My wife always talks about floaters. What are they exactly?
They're like, it's like dust or like dust pellets on your eye lenses.
It has something to do with your retina.
I'm not sure I have it.
It looks
maybe
like
I
dirt.
Do.
It looks like dirt or dust on your lenses. I'm sure it's way beyond that. But
they're like a little amoebas floating.
It looks
around
like you can just scratch them
in
off
your vision. Mm.
Yeah, my wife claims she has that. I don't think I have that, but I got other stuff. I'm sure.
By the way, you're talking about box scores. I saw this last night and I thought it was pretty funny. So Carmelo Anthony's come back to the NBA, and Melo, you know, Drab's a Blazers fan. Melo actually has been playing really well. Drab, you're excited about Melo, right?
Do you have your Rip City jersey yet, Drab?
Excited is a stretch. But
yeah. Anyway. Looks
like he's got pretty fresh legs.
Talk about a meaningless award. So Melo won the Western Conference Player of the Week, averaging 22 points, right about 8 rebounds, and a couple of assists.
How is that possible?
In 3 games.
There wasn't another player in the Western
Conference.
Didn't Harden
drop 60 this past week in one game?
James Harden averaged 20 more points per game than him.
Right, that's a joke.
He averaged more assists. He, in fact, averaged about 5 more assists per game, and he had 5 steals to Melo's 2. Luka Doncic,
throwing
who also played 3 games, topped the 40 mark in 2 of them.
Yeah, they're hooking him.
He went for 41 in a win over Houston. He went for 42 in a win over the Suns. And in that game, he was 1 assist shy of a triple-double. He also just led them to a win over LeBron James and the Lakers.
Right.
And yet they gave the award to Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, well,
it just shows you how stupid it is.
It's the dumbest award.
I mean,
ever.
You got to give Carmelo props.
It's a dumb weekly award.
The weekly award they probably could have given to LeBron James every week for the last, decade.
Exactly.
Just about.
It's like those were years where like MJ didn't win MVP.
Aren't the Lakers like 18-3?
They're off to a great start, but you know their 10-game win streak was all against teams with losing records?
That's fine.
So people don't know exactly what to make of that Lakers team.
All I'm looking at is the top of the Western Conference, and they're there.
By the way, Luka is second right now in terms of odds for the MVP. Giannis 1, Luka 2.
He's a top 3 player in the NBA right now.
I still think he's the most unknown superstar in the country.
No, in the world.
Probably. Yeah. Well, it's only his second year.
Yeah, I mean, nobody knows who he is.
I mean, it's his second season.
I mean, he's blown away. I mean, besides
the
points.
Like, more people know Zion Williamson.
Besides the actual points per game, and Harden's averaging more because he shoots more, but all his other stats are blowing him away.
No, he's amazing. Yeah. But just think about it. I don't even think Zion Williams has stepped on the court as a pro yet.
Hasn't, right?
And more people know who he is.
Yeah, well, he was a phenom in college.
Yeah, it's weird.
Remember the tickets being sold for Zion's games when he was here? Mm-hmm. Opposite of the Redskins effect.
Right.
They were being sold for a ton of money because people wanted to see Zion.
Which I know we don't have a lot of time to talk about it, but we should touch on it at some point. So I guess J.P. Finley pointed out, he noticed the ratings. J.P. touched on it yesterday. We knew that they would be higher for the Ravens game, but they were double here in D.C., right? So the Ravens game did like a 9-something, and the Skins did like a 4-5.
Depending on the demo you looked at, but in the main demo, they crushed the Redskins game. The fan base, you know, and we talked about that article. Was it a Boswell article? I can't remember who wrote the article a couple weeks ago in the Washington Post that said that the fan base had effectively been killed off by Snyder.
It's true. So that's the kind of thing I think that will affect change more than maybe a win or two down the stretch. You know what I mean?
Some people minimized that poll, and I tend to agree because the polling, which said the Redskins being their favorite team, had gone down over 100% since 10 years ago. And I know it was just a couple weeks after.
It was a day after the Nats won the World Series.
The Nationals won the World Series. But the Nationals winning the World Series and the Caps continuing to be a really good team certainly doesn't help the Redskins.
No.
More fans move away and follow winners. And, of course, last night they had that great event over at the Anthem. AWOD was there.
I don't even know what the event you're talking about.
At the Anthem.
Oh, the documentary premiere.
And apparently, I know our voices are featured in it.
Well, it was a massive turnout. I mean, was the place packed all the way to the rafters? I mean, there were a ton of people there.
I saw Mike
Rizzo.
Was that
fit about 3,000?
No,
or more than that. Five?
I think it might be like six, close to seven.
Do you have any idea, Adam?
I don't know how many people there were, but it was packed and the lines were out and overflowing to the streets for probably 3 hours before it started.
Mm-hmm.
I saw our buddy Mike Rizzo who was there. So Mike Rizzo, Ryan Zimmerman, Lerner, and others were there. And Zimmerman was on stage. And Adam, you can talk a little bit about it. But I saw that Rizzo had a cool line. Some people asked him like what he's been doing. He said, I've basically been drunk for a month.
Right. Yeah, that got a big laugh out of
the
crowd.
Got a big pop.
Nice.
And another got a big pop. They said to the Lerners, like, you interested in buying the Redskins? And the crowd went wild.
Right.
And they said, that's a joke.
Right.
And then Zimmerman, everyone kept asking him his favorite memory or his favorite moment. He kept saying the final out.
Mm-hmm.
And just how life's been crazy for him in the last month. He's finally getting back to, you know, having dinner at the table with his family again.
So did they actually show the documentary there for everybody that was there?
They did after
how
the
long
Q&A.
Is it?
Blue Shorts and I dipped out after the Q&A.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I think it's a little over an hour.
It was getting late by that point.
It's also a World Series documentary. It's not a Nationals documentary, so there's a lot of Houston Astros behind the scenes from what I heard.
What are we in there for? I took a snippet of the show?
I saw this piece. Somebody tweeted us at Junks Radio last night. So the voice of the documentary, the narrator, I believe, is Craig Melvin.
Okay.
And Craig Melvin, so there was a piece where, I guess maybe on the Today Show, they showed Craig Melvin, you know, voicing the documentary, and he talks about it being his favorite team.
Right.
And it's like a 4-minute piece. And within it, somebody had tweeted us, check out the 2-minute and 40-second mark, Cakes' voice. So Cakes was talking about how many years it had been since they won the World Series.
Well, baseball Cakes should be featured in a World Series documentary. Yeah. Right. So makes all the sense.
But somebody else tweeted us that we're featured throughout.
Little comments.
I don't know the extent of it. Haven't seen it. I just know that I saw Cakes say
featured or like 2 seconds.
I mean, I saw Cakes first. I mean,
not heavily
didn't
featured.
Even see
2 seconds.
Yeah,
you know, there's video, and then you hear Cakes go, "It's been 83 years or 80 plus years since there's been a World Series in Washington D.C."
Gotcha.
This is my crack research staff giving me those nuggets.
I'd watch it if someone sent me a link.
Yeah, better to relieve those memories than a lot of the current games that we have to deal with.
Right. Well, that's awesome. You know, it's a shame. We invited Zim, but we did get the official decline yesterday through the Nats. So he's not going to be able to do it on Friday. So we have a couple other things worked out.
He said yesterday that he's either going to be a National or he's playing golf.
Or he's playing more golf. Yeah, I saw that.
That can't help your negotiating position, but
well, he's already said he doesn't care about the money. He just wants to play. Yeah. So they either want him or they don't.
He's already made a big nut. So I'm guessing anything he gets now, you know, just gravy.
And, of course, the other news that came out, and I think Shorts and Chris Russell are the guys that were kind of breaking the story that that Strauss is making all the rounds, right? Mm-hmm. So he was out there high-fiving Kawhi, and so he saw the Dodgers, and we all assumed the Padres and everybody else out there.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, he hasn't met with the Nats, but what is there to meet with the Nats? I mean, they've had discussions.
Rizzo said, haven't met with Rendon or Strasburg.
He doesn't need to meet with them.
But he said he's been meeting with Boris for 10 years.
Yeah, he doesn't need to meet with them.
Yeah, they already know what the... They know that they have to make the strongest offer.
Yeah, so...
That's the way I believe. I mean, I believe they got to make the strongest offer.
Well, I think you got to let him go out there and see what you... Come back, you know, come back, tell us what you want.
The Angels are desperate. The Padres are desperate. The Dodgers need to win a World Series. You know, they get there and they lose. They're desperate. So I'm confident one of those teams is going to put a crazy offer out there.
Yeah, then it might be tough because I always thought all along that Strauss would come back, and I thought it would happen pretty quickly. So the longer that it hasn't happened, I'm losing some of my confidence, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of sucks.
Flurry of signings in Major League Baseball. I know there have been a few.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but still, I thought Strauss was a unique situation that, you know, he'd squeeze another $8 or $10 million a year out of him or whatever, but they'd get it done pretty quickly. But that obviously isn't happening.
It just kind of depends on where he wants to be, where he and his family want to be.
I think so.
I never really bought into, you know, selling his house and kids.
Well, I bought into
here.
Him being comfortable here.
I'm sure he is, but I think he'd be comfortable on the West Coast too.
Yeah, maybe. So I feel a lot less confident about it because I would have thought they would have probably had something pretty close by now. But doing all the tours and everything, which is, you know, obligatory, you got to do that. But who wouldn't fall prey to being wined and dined?
But, you know, Rizzo did get married. He went on a honeymoon. So maybe he just hasn't been that available. And maybe he told Strauss and Boris, okay, come see me after your tour.
Yeah.
Just let us know what your best offer is. Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't think they need to have a sit-down.
No.
They just talk to Boris.
Yeah.
You know, those guys know what the organization's about.
Yeah.
They don't, you know. So.
And they 100% expected it. Expected him to go out there and talk to other teams.
They knew he was going to test the market. Why wouldn't he?
I'm sure.
And after that run, you know, we all talked about it. And I agree. He's going to say, okay, this is what Max Scherzer makes. I should be making at least as much as Max, if not more.
Yeah, and then let me see what Gerrit Cole gets. Let me see what these other guys get. Right. Let me see what they offer me. Yeah. Yeah. I wonder, you know.
This could take a while.
It could take a while, but I don't feel as confident as I did at the end of the season. I never felt confident about Rendon. I just figure that's fait accompli. But maybe it'll be the other way around. Maybe they'll end up keeping.
You didn't feel as confident because it hadn't happened yet?
Just because Rendon seems like that kind of guy, he'd be happy anywhere.
No, I'm talking about Strauss.
Yeah. I thought Strauss would be a quick one that would almost like just like, yeah, I'm happy here. Just, you know, do me right, and then we can get this done. But
who knows? That still might happen.
Still might. But I just assumed Rendon is just kind of like, whatever, take it or leave it. Whoever gives me the best offer, that's where I'll be.
I guess there's a possibility they re-sign both. Is that possibility? Unlikely.
Oh, I would be stunned. That'd be amazing. They re-sign both.
My response to that is anything's possible.
Yeah.
But what's probable?
One of them.
Right.
One of them. I'm hoping. Probable? Well, I don't know. There is a probable.
You lose both. That's a big buzzkill.
I don't think it's probable that they... Yeah. I mean, it's definitely not probable they're going to re-sign both. You might get one.
Yeah.
Juan Soto will be back.
It might end up being Rendon.
Hey, at least you got Gomes back.
Yeah.
I like Jan.
Yeah, it's fine. You want one of the big two.
Well, I mean, I liked him. He's a nice guy.
He was nice when we met him in West Palm.
He struggled at the dish a little bit, but he's a good defensive catcher. But, yeah, you're right. You have to get one of the two. See what else they got. I don't even know what they got in the farm system. I know the one guy that they brought up during the year was one of their top prospects.
He boom? Mm-hmm.
No, there was another one.
Are you talking about
He was there. Yeah. I think was he on the World Series roster?
I think he might have been on the roster.
Reed?
Championship Series?
Yeah, Rowdy Reed.
Yeah.
All right. Phone number is always sort of chime in on anything. 800-636-1067. We will hit the skins at 7 o'clock with John Kime. Remember, later in the show, Morgan Moses will join us at 8. Lars Eller at 8:40. Coming up next, what's going on at Georgetown? Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. So pretty big news relating to the Georgetown Hoyas basketball team.
Oh, this is massive.
First of all, I think they'd been underperforming this year.
100%.
They lost to UNC Greensboro in their last game. I think they're off to a 4-3 start.
Lost to Penn State, but played pretty tough against Duke. But yeah, the Greensboro loss hurt. I think they're 4-3. Yeah.
So they're 4-3. Things aren't great. Patrick Ewing took over for JT3 a couple seasons ago. I think there was some promise last year, and I think they were hoping to build on that this year. But now they have had two players who are leaving the team, or it appears to be. Well, I don't know if Akinjo is for the same reason as the LeBlanc kid.
Well, we don't know yet.
So the team didn't specify the reasons for the departure of James Akinjo, who is their starting point guard, and Josh LeBlanc, who is a forward who comes off the bench for him. But there was a temporary restraining order granted in D.C. Superior Court against LeBlanc and teammate Galen Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
That was on November 20th after two people with addresses close to Georgetown University filed complaints last month against LeBlanc, Alexander, and another member of the team. The complaints included allegations of burglary, sexual harassment, and assault, though the player's alleged involvement in each matter remains unclear. Akinjo wasn't named in either complaint. But bottom line is, the team's not playing well. Now they lose two contributors, including one starter, who was averaging right around 12 points a game.
Well, they lose two of their top five scorers.
Yeah.
And if these other two kids, Gardner and Alexander, get kicked off the team, and you're down four players. Ooh. It's not like they're deep anyway.
Yeah.
But it goes beyond what's going on the court. And again, these are allegations. We don't know what the truth is. But the complainant actually filed with D.C. Police and Georgetown University Police. All right, so two different complaints. So something happened. And LeBlanc's already off his team. Akinjo's already off the team. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if Akinjo's named in one of these.
And the thing for Patrick Ewing is, these are guys who he recruited, his first recruiting class.
Absolutely.
And two of his three guys that he brought in his first recruiting class made Big East all freshmen.
And two of them
now those two are off.
Yes.
Akinjo and LeBlanc.
No, this is huge. And, you know, I don't know what type of kids these are, but if they're kicking all these kids off the team, then there's obviously character issues with the kids that they're recruiting.
Yeah.
And it's right on Georgetown. It's on Patrick Ewing.
Sure.
It's on his
staff.
These
are kids that you've recruited. You should be 100% vetting them. And, you know, but again, they're 17, 18, 19-year-old kids, depending on when they're being recruruted. And sometimes those kids are, they're going to.
You don't know what you're getting sometimes.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're getting.
And you're right. It's hard to keep an eye on all these kids.
And give them the benefit of the doubt. Innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
So who knows what's happened, but clearly it's not good.
Right.
Well,
but
the allegation is.
Well, Ewing knows something if LeBlanc's already off the team.
The allegation is LeBlanc committed burglary, then threatened bodily harm against the plaintiff and the plaintiff's roommate.
Correct.
The roommate then filed a separate complaint alleging Myron Gardner, who's a freshman on the team, sexually harassed and assaulted her on September 15th, which was the day before the burglary. The second complaint then names LeBlanc and Alexander.
Yeah, you have to let it play out legally, but the optics at this point surrounding them are not good.
No,
and the fact they've been removed from the team already, it is pretty serious. Like, these coaches are going to give these kids leeway in certain instances, but I guess Ewing and his staff felt
they know something.
We can't do that here.
Yeah.
We have to take pretty serious action.
And I doubt Akinjo's unhappy with, you know, playing time. He starts.
Right. He's their number two scorer.
He's probably involved with something here. So this is not good at all. This is a huge story here locally.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't follow the team.
I feel bad for Patrick. I root for him. It took him forever to get a job. He was on so many NBA coaching staffs. Finally gets a chance to take over at Georgetown for JT3. And, you know, it's still plenty of time, but going to be a tough year.
Hell yeah. You lose four players.
Akinjo leads the team in minutes played, assists, and is averaging 13.5 points per game.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, nobody plays more minutes than him. So that's not good. Yeah, I don't know. It's terrible.
And this apparently happened 2 months ago.
Did it?
More than 2 months ago.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Said actually the season began with some absences by LeBlanc, which they found curious. He didn't show up to media day, and all the other returning starters were present. He didn't play in the opener for an undisclosed reason.
But the Chargers
weren't
filed until like November 15th or 16th, right? Or am I wrong about that?
I think that's when the hearing was. I'm not sure when the charges were filed.
Oh.
I'm saying
first complaint was filed on November 5th.
The alleged incident happened in mid-September. So I don't know what Ewing and the staff knew back in mid-September, but these kids were all playing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's
they were practicing, and they obviously started the season playing.
It's a mess. And I could tell you, it's hard. I do feel bad for Patrick. Now, he's responsible for the kind of kids he's recruiting. But mm-hmm. It's also, you can't keep an eye on them 24 hours a day.
Right.
You know what I mean? You
got
to
hope
they
do the right thing.
Yeah.
And,
it's good that if this did happen, it's good that he said, all right, bye-bye.
Yeah, sure.
You're done.
Absolutely.
See you later.
You can't have kids who are allegedly assaulting students.
Find it interesting that they say they will not play again this year and not members of the team for the rest of the season. It almost leaves the door open to come back next year. That's the way I read that.
Well, full investigation, I'm sure. Yeah. Go through the process.
I wonder what exactly happened, though, with the burglary charge. That's the one I find a little curious. Because sometimes burglary
My guess is they had
in.
Some sort of some sort of incident, and then they broke in the dorm or whatever, the apartment, the next day to cover it up or to get evidence or whatever because they were pissed off. Something happened, and then...
Sometimes they could have just broken into the room because there's allegedly the threat of bodily harm against the plaintiff and the plaintiff's roommate, mm-hmm. not necessarily stealing anything or robbing anything, which associated with burglary.
Yeah, you just broke in and something happened. Who knows? Maybe they were stealing a cell phone or something.
They were drunk.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. I could tell you drinking.
Well, still, that's
they obviously,
tough for...
They obviously knew each other pretty well because he texted the guy.
Yeah.
So he had his number.
Yeah, it's just, look, I was pulling for Patrick Ewing. You know, a couple of us graduated from Maryland. We follow the Terps more closely. But when I was a kid, before I went to University of Maryland, the first college basketball team I fell in love with was Georgetown.
Oh, yeah.
And I rooted for Patrick and Sleepy Floyd and all those guys back then.
Absolutely.
And
David Wingate.
I root for Patrick Ewing, like I said, a guy who was trying to become a head coach in the NBA. I think he was assistant head coach on a couple of staffs. Around for a while was
for
grinding.
A long time.
For a guy
long
grinder,
time NBA
for a
assistant.
Guy who was a dream teamer who made tons of money, didn't have to go into coaching, could have just sat on his laurels.
Just a basketball lifer.
Life.
Yeah. I'm always amazed by those guys. Guys make 50, 60, 80, 100 million dollars and they still want that grind, that lifestyle. Yeah. I guess it's all they know. So, yeah, I do root for Georgetown and Patrick from afar. So,
and I root for Patrick, too. This tells you the progress in society. But when Patrick was playing, the signs that he had to deal with.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just the straight-out racism towards Patrick Ewing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, it was not just Patrick. It was the whole team.
Right. But Patrick was the number one
guy. He was number
one.
You might have liked Georgetown, but the rest of the country? I mean, people in D.C. liked him.
The rest
of the country hated him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope we're wrong. I hope that these guys are all innocent, but I doubt it.
Something happened.
Oh, absolutely.
Something happened.
All right, coming up next, we'll switch gears. Redskins coming off two straight wins. We'll talk to John Keim, insider on ESPN.com, as we hit the Skins at 7 o'clock here in the Junks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.